Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one today because it's time to get ready for Shock and Awe, guys. I'm going to see the first 100 days of a new administration, and we're going to talk about that and cover that. And please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Cyben Incorporated, and I will talk about them in a bit. But let's get into this. This is in no particular order. This is in the order of, you know, as far as what Donald Trump's going to do when he comes into office the first 100 days. And we normally don't cover political things, but this affects everybody on the planet Earth. So if you're one of those people, this will affect you. Okay. So again, not in any particular order. First thing that's going to happen is you've heard about the executive orders. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of executive orders over the course of the first 100 days. In fact, the first day, supposedly that there are 71 to 100 executive orders. As you watch this video, they're being signed right now. And the first one is for immigration reform. He's going to, you know, control the border. He's going to close the border immediately and make it not available. Now, people have just been walking across the border. Think about this figure, guys. It is anticipated that there are 7 million court dates set for people that have walked across the border. How can you handle that? People have court dates to get a green card and get, you know, processed to start it as far as 5 and 7 years out. Okay. See you in court. See you in 2035. Okay, have a nice day. So this is going to change because one thing that's been brought apparent because of the rich people in Southern California where their houses burnt down is that there's been a lot of things given to people, and you've got people in our country that are not being given certain, you know, services. The poor people in North Carolina that are sleeping in snow as I walk through the sun, these people have suffered tremendously since the last hurricane. So again, the economic agenda is going to focus on stimulating growth in the economy. One thing that I'm going to cover in my next video is how much more everything has gone up over the course of the last 4 years. I mean, it's staggering, guys. You know, inflation has hit us all globally like a freight train. And you can blame COVID, you can blame stimulus checks and things like that. Maybe. But one thing I blame is I just blame that there's been no leadership to bring this down. And again, this is not to say I'm pro-Trump and do all this stuff. You guys need to be pro-United States, man. You need to be pro-safety. You need to be able to sleep at night and not worry about getting bombed or getting your kids, grandkids going to war. That's what we need right now. So the economic agenda to get business in order, to bring down interest rates, that's one thing. Hopefully that will work. Now, when you talk to experts like Dave Ramsey and you hear from these people when they talk about things like, you know, interest rates and things like that, 1 year from now, interest rates may be down 0.5 point when it comes to buying your house. So they're at 7.35% right now as we film this video. And if you can live with that, go buy a house today. Okay, you can swing that payment, go buy a house. So many people have told me, and I've had 13% mortgages, I've been great, do it. But the problem was is that those houses, if you were wealthy, you bought a house for, you know, $40,000 back then. Big difference, guys. Big difference. So hopefully we're going to see a change. Hopefully things will come down. Hopefully business will get better. Now, he's also going to be the pro-crypto president. Now, whether you believe this is a big deal or not, supposedly he's going to start stockpiling cryptocurrency and have a crypto-backed, you know, economy. And again, he does not like the idea of a digital currency. That's what he's told us so far. We'll see what happens, you know, over the course of months, a year, 2 years, whatever. But just immediately, this is what we're talking about right now, what he's going to do there. So, you know, personally, I just think that we've just seen everything go out of whack right now. You cannot go to a fast food restaurant right now and eat. The last video I did when I talked about those poor restaurants, so many restaurant owners have just said, Dan, you just don't get it. You don't know what how much cheese costs, how much butter's gone up, how chicken has gone through the roof right now and doubled, in price. Well, with that, it makes it so that people cannot afford to go out and eat chicken, or they make the portion so small that people are spending $28 on a meal that they're not getting anything for, and they feel hungry after they're done leaving the place. Now, don't forget to tip, okay? You got to do that. So, healthcare reform. He wants to see healthcare reform done in such a way that you're going to have things, and this will tie into our sponsor too. With RFK Jr., we need affordability in the healthcare program. Now, I, have Obamacare, okay, as a single man, old man. I have that. It's incredibly expensive, guys. My doctor's group got rid of Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Blue Shenanigans, and I had to go to a PPO this time just to maintain my doctor. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, Dan, you don't need to keep the same doctor. You can have a different doctor. No, I'm an older guy. Take a couple meds, and I want to maintain my doctor. I want to maintain that relationship and have somebody that knows my health history for the last 18 years. So that is outrageous. Now, what's going to happen with this is that they're supposedly going to make it affordable for all. Do I believe that? No, I don't. I believe that the closest thing we got to was Obamacare. And, in California, one thing that's funny is we have these commercials. It's like, hey, you know what you need? You need Obamacare. You can get it as low as $15 a month. No, guys, no, not even close. Times 100, okay? Anyways, it's a lot more to cover in this video, but let me know what you think so far about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Cybin Incorporated. Think about this. As we enter the new year, this is truly the first Trump-era stock that we've talked about. And one thing that is a huge problem is PTSD and depression. And Cybin is a company that has developed something that is absolutely fantastic through the form of psilocybin. And with their products, they can combat the problems that people have with PTSD and depression, and it's shown great promise. Their ticker symbol is CYBN. This is a company that's in the development stage. It's on the New York Stock Exchange, and I know a lot about this, and I'll tell you why. Because when I ran medical conferences, one thing that we had with the biotech industry is we would have different products that people would want to present, and they would show promise when it came to PTSD and depression. The problem with this is that they took a very long time to get to market. They took a very long time to get results. What I mean by that is there are companies out there that are doing this type of therapeutic right now, and basically it's 26 treatments every 2 weeks. Now, Cybin has done something completely amazing where it's only three treatments every 3 weeks. You do a treatment, and they've shown amazing promise. Now think about this. If anybody's been through chemo, anybody's been through different treatments as far as trying to rehabilitate themselves, you know how debilitating this can be and how long this can take to do. So Cybin has come up with something that's absolutely amazing. They've raised $250 million. They still have over $190 million in cash right now. The company is absolutely poised to take off. Now, think about this. With RFK Jr. coming in to run the health department, you're going to see advances in areas like this that he's wanted for a very long time. Now, think about this. Depression has been such a problem, and there's so many people that suffer from it, but nothing has been able to be done to combat this in a real way. Cybin can do this. And guys, I'm telling you, great management team, New York Stock Exchange stock. But when you think about this and you think about where they're going, the stock is down a ton right now. It's under $10 a share right now. Take a look at this today, guys, because this is something that's going to be revolutionary in the treatment of this problem. And they've looked for the longest time to fix this. The results that they've had from Cybin have been absolutely amazing. And the thing that I am most excited about is the quickness of the treatment, because everything I've heard in the past has always been, you've got to do this for a year before we have results. Imagine people after two treatments are showing incredible results already. People are going to be able to work again. People are going to be able to have relationships. People are going to be able to, play with their kids and live their lives and be happy with a therapeutic like this. Take a look at this today and understand this, that there's going to be huge, huge changes in the medical space coming down. And I really think Cybin's going to be a big company to take a look at. The ticker symbol again is CYBN. Check it out today, guys. Now, here's something that you cannot argue with, and that he wants to bring prices down on everything. And I want you guys to understand what we've been victim to here in the United States over the last 4 years. And what you've seen is consumer prices go up 21%. You've seen gas prices go up 29.67%. Credit card debt rose 51.94% because people are not making enough money. People are broke right now. The real hourly wages went down 1.49%. In other words, your buying power has gone down. Hey, I'm making more money, but no, you're not. You're making less than you were before. 30-year mortgages went up, think about this one, 154.15%. Hello? My guys, that's unbelievable. Groceries went up 22.7%. Now, here's the other thing. Green agenda. The green agenda affected the price of a new home. Think about this. It's going to cost you $20,000 to $30,000 for each house that you purchase, or anybody you know purchases, over the course of the next year because of all the new green initiatives. Now you can sit there and say this saves money. If you watch Landman, that show, maybe not. But the point is that this stuff, guys, has been staggering. It has been absolutely just a killer drain on all of us. Now, will he be able to just lower prices? Of course not. It's not going to happen. But he's going to combat that, which is exciting. It really is. I mean, I think it's exciting in that sense. So, the other thing, foreign policy, guys. And again, I'm not doing this in any particular order. So don't, why did you do this first? Why did you do that? Foreign policy. Again, the hostages being released. Out of Israel and Gaza, I mean, out of Gaza, excuse me, is very important. Okay. And I think the world has taken this guy as the, angry guy that he is, not to mess with. So I think Pete Hegseth is going to bring a new era to the military, and he's promised that. So, we'll see. Hopefully this happens, guys. Hopefully this is exactly what takes place during this time. But the foreign wars that we're involved in, we need to not be involved in this stuff, guys, right now. We need to not, send your grandchildren to Ukraine right now. Xi Jinping had a conversation with Donald Trump this week that went well because forget Russia for a second. China's economy is biting the dust right now. They need us. They were going to squash us and do all this stuff. Well, that didn't work out so well. And the problem that you have is that this is just getting worse right now. So Russia, Vladimir Putin does not want war, and you're going to see the Ukrainian situation get settled quickly. Mark my words on that. That's one thing I do believe. So the next thing is the regulatory rollbacks. All the administration and all the restrictions that we've had put on business right now, I'm telling you, it's crazy right now. Speaker of the House Johnson went and wanted to talk to Joe Biden. I covered it. We have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and I covered this extensively on I Allegedly Live. Since November 6th, the day after the election, Johnson wanted to speak with Joe Biden about things and finally got his chance late last week. And one thing that he talked about was, why did you ban the sale of natural gas? Now, I have friends that live in Louisiana. And liquid natural, we didn't do that. What are you talking about? And he's like, with all due respect, Mr. President, you did. You made it so that we can't sell this stuff and you're killing our economy. No, we're just doing a study on natural gas. Joe Biden did not know what he signed, guys. Okay? And if you're on my channel, I'd show you videos where he's Mr. Johnson is explaining that, and there's certain things that just can't be talked about. Now, you know, the social issues, you know, we all need to get along, guys. That's the one thing. They're saying this is going to be a big thing. People, you know, here's the thing. Half of you are unhappy right now. You understand? There's a smidgen more that are happy right now. So we have to work together. But man, I don't want the crap that we've done the last 4 years. I don't want that. I don't want to have all the problems that we've had. I don't want the infighting. I don't want the problems with society. I want everybody to get along right now. If that's what we can do, then that's what we need right now. So, law enforcement, you're going to see a push for the police. You're going to see a push for the sheriffs. You're going to see a push. All the golfers driving by me. You're going to see a push for the military. It's going to be a good, good thing in that sense. So, you know, again, guys, just simple. Tell me what you think. Let me know if you like this. And please don't forget to the like button. Just a quick video today, you know, with everything that's going on. I want to know what you think. Is this going to be good? Is this bad? Let me know. Let me know. I just think that we need a safe world. We need to start with that. If we have a safe world, then we can rebuild everything else. That's what I think. I can expand on this, but the inflation numbers, man, it's horrific to think about how much we're paying for things. Now, go out and get a few more hours at the store. No, they're cutting your hours back right now. I have so many people that have written me to tell me how they're 60 years old. I can get the max I can work for with this company is 30 hours a week, and I cannot get any more time at the company. And they used to work 50, 60 hours a week and pay their bills, go on trips and go do things. That's done, guys. So let me know what you think. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I'll see you guys very soon.